Joined by Manny Machado, who had another three-hit game yesterday, a couple of great plays on defense, and at 20 years old is really opening a lot of eyes. And we see you all the time in the American League East, so we're getting to appreciate this too. And first of all, it's just, as I was just telling you, it's amazing to see you play defense, to see you hit the way you're hitting. Congratulations on a great start to a career.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
As a 20-year-old, are you surprised at how well it's gone this early?
I mean, not surprised. I mean, this is what I've always dreamed about, you know. And you know, it's a reality now, and I'm out here having fun and enjoying every moment of it.
A lot of guys will struggle when they initially come up to the major leagues, or even guys who play a half season will come back the next year and then have a hard time before it really kicks in. So far, so good for you. I mean, hitting close to 340, 21 doubles to lead the major leagues. Everything seems to still be going awfully well.
Yeah, I feel kind of good at the plate. Feel, you know, pretty good up here playing, and I feel pretty good about my game right now. And hopefully I can continue for this long season ahead, and many more good things to come.
When you came up last year, you're inserted immediately into the lineup of a team that was in a pennant race, that was fighting for a playoff spot. Again, this year, there's been a little downturn the last week, but you guys seem to have come out of it with 3 wins in 4 games. And there's, I don't want to say pressure 40 games into a season, but you guys have really been playing for something, which is something that hasn't happened in Baltimore for a long time. Does that make a difference to a young guy trying to make his way?
Well, you know, I'm just here trying to help the team win in whatever way I can, you know, whatever I could do, you know, a day, you know, every game to try to help the team win. You know, I'm going to go out there and try to do it, give 110%. And, because there's 162 games in the season, and, you know, and that's our goal, you know, play 162 and see if we can make the playoffs.
With Orioles third baseman Manny Machado, how tough was it to move over to third base?
I mean, it was a tough adjustment, but, you know, it's been going well so far. You know, I've been working with my third base coach, Bobby Dickerson, on that. He helps me every day, you know, keeping me focused on the main goal. And, and it's been a pretty good transition.
Do you think it's only a matter of time before you move back to shortstop, or do you think you might be a third baseman in the big leagues?
I mean, I'm playing third base right now, and, you know, that's the position I'm going to play. You know, so, whatever position I'm out there in the lineup, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
Talk to you about the historical event that's going on right now with this five straight road games with 3 hits. You're the first one under 21 to accomplish that since Ty Cobb in 1907. How does it feel strange to hear that you in the same sentence as him?
I mean, you're talking about Ty Cobb. You know, that's all you gotta say, Ty Cobb. You know, to be mentioned in the same category as him, you know, it's a great honor.
As we wrap it up here with Manny Machado, Brett Laurie, 23 years old, Blue Jays third baseman. Here you are, 20 years old, same division. You guys are going to see each other 18, 19 times a year for, who knows, the next 10 or 15 years. Watching him, and let's talk just from the defensive aspect, because you're both excellent defenders. Do you see a little rivalry maybe coming up over the next forever that you're going to be in the AL East together?
I don't think we see a rivalry. You know, it's just he's a great player over there. You know, love watching him play. Love how he takes take care of business and how he plays the game. And, you know, and it's hopefully we're together for playing against each other for a really long time to come.